Former Guatemalan mayor pleads guilty in U.S. federal cocaine trafficking case. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. A former Guatemalan mayor, Romeo Ramos Cruz, 58, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to import more than 5 kilograms of cocaine into the United States. Ramos Cruz arrived in the United States on August 4, 2025, following extradition from Guatemala, where he had been detained at the request of the United States. According to court documents, from 2022 through 2023, Ramos Cruz served as a member of a Guatemala-based drug trafficking organization responsible for transporting cocaine intended for U.S. markets. During this time, Ramos Cruz served as the mayor of Santa Lucia Municipality in Guatemala's Esquivla department and exploited his official position to facilitate the organization's operations. In furtherance of the conspiracy, Ramos Cruz appointed a known drug trafficker to a high-ranking position in the municipal police force and also used his authority and access as mayor to coordinate logistics and transportation of a cocaine shipment destined for the United States, agreeing to help disguise the shipment from Venezuela to Guatemala as a donation of cement to his municipality. He prepared a letter on official municipal letterhead intended to help the shipment evade inspection by Guatemalan authorities. Ramos Cruz faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 10 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison. Sentencing has been set for December 2. Assistant Attorney General A. Tyson Duva of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, and Assistant Director in Charge Darren B. Cox of the FBI Washington Field Office, WFO, made the announcement. The FBI WFO led U.S. investigative efforts with assistance from the Drug Enforcement Administration Miami Division and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations New Orleans Field Office. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs, working with Guatemalan law enforcement authorities, Interpol, and the FBI, provided critical assistance in securing the arrest and extradition of Ramos Cruz to the United States. Trial attorneys Roger Polak and Kirk Handrich of the Criminal Division's Money Laundering, Narcotics and Forfeiture Section, MNF, are prosecuting the case. MNF's mission is to take the profit out of crime, eliminate drug cartels, and protect the U.S. financial system. MNF pursues criminal prosecutions and criminal and civil asset recovery actions involving financial facilitators who launder profits for criminals, financial institutions and their officers and employees whose actions threaten the U.S. financial system and financial institutions, international money launderers who support transnational organized crime, and the top command and control of international drug trafficking organizations. MNF's Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Unit investigates and prosecutes the top command and control elements of international drug cartels, drug trafficking organizations, and related transnational criminal organizations. This case is part of the Homeland Security Task Force, HSTF, initiative established by Executive Order 14159, protecting the American people against invasion. The HSTF is a whole-of-government partnership dedicated to eliminating criminal cartels, foreign gangs, transnational criminal organizations, and human smuggling and trafficking rings operating in the United States and abroad. Through historic interagency collaboration, the HSTF directs the full might of U.S. law enforcement towards identifying, investigating, and prosecuting the full spectrum of crimes committed by these organizations, which have long fueled violence and instability within our borders. In performing this work, the HSTF places special emphasis on investigating and prosecuting those engaged in child trafficking or other crimes involving children. The HSTF further utilizes all available tools to prosecute and remove the most violent criminal aliens from the United States. Updated July 27, 2026.